And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for News from the Boo, and also I'm one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. It's a show for our volunteers, our members, our listeners, anyone who's just a KBOO fan. So, first thing we're going to talk about, speaking of KBOO fans, for those of you who are fans of our special programming, tomorrow we have a full day of special programming just for Earth Day. That's tomorrow, April 22nd, starting all the way at 5:30 a.m. We have a special Earth Day edition of Rise When the Rooster Crows, and we have music and public affairs and documentaries coming up tomorrow all the way through 6 p.m. The focus for tomorrow's Earth Day programming is around climate change, climate action. We'll be looking at how people are planting the seeds, defending the roots, and trying to help ensure that, well, that humans have a future on this Earth, one that is sustainable. So tune in for that. You can take a look at all that Earth Day programming by going to our website, kboo.fm. And then at 6 p.m., you can attend KBOO's webinar. That is at 6 to 7, and it's going to be focusing in on celebrating the Northwest's incredible resistance to becoming a fossil fuel export hub. The webinar is titled Celebrating the Thin Green Line, and it's going to be featuring key actors and activists who have been key in this movement. So attend this free webinar that is tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can register for the webinar in advance. You just go to our website at kboo.fm. It is on Zoom, so you can join from anywhere. And then also for our Earth Day special, we have an official KBOO Earth Day t-shirt. It's a green t-shirt that says plant the seeds, defend the roots. It has a big tree in the middle of it that even has the KBOO tower. It's a great way to show your support, not only for KBOO, but for bringing awareness to climate activism and bringing awareness to all these really important issues that will be discussed tomorrow during our Earth Day programming. So tune on in 5:30 a.m. all the way till 6, then the webinar from 6 to 7. And while you're doing it, grab your official KBOO Earth Day t-shirt, because all the proceeds from the t-shirts go back to KBOO and help us do what we do best, which is to bring you the kind of programming that focuses on the types of issues that matter to you and to your community. Another special that is coming up is our partnership with Imago Theater. We will be premiering their new original work, a radio theater play called The Strange Case of Nick M. And that will be premiering on Monday, May 3rd at 10 p.m. We're really excited about this. I don't know about other people, but I am a live theater fan. And this whole last year has been rough not being able to go see new original works. And so I'm really excited that KBOO is able to bring, it might not be live theater on stage, but we're doing exactly what radio does when it does theater. So radio theater, that's 10 p.m. Again, that's The Strange Case of Nick M. And if you're interested to learn more about the production and the artistic side of it, we will be airing an interview with the director and the actors. Well, it's actually the director interviewing the artist, so an artist-on-artist interview on Tuesday, April 27th at 11 a.m. So tune in to hear that. And then 6 days later, tune in to hear the actual play itself, the premiere of the play, here exclusively on KBOO, May 3rd, 10 p.m., The Strange Case of Nick M. For more details about that, just go on to our website, kboo.fm. Okay, some announcements for our volunteers. A quick reminder that one of our last classes for April is happening actually tonight at 7 p.m. There's the introduction to audio editing, and it's not too late to still try to attend that. So if you are looking to attend Intro to Audio, look for the link. It's in your email, in the all-volunteer email. As always, all class links for all KBOO classes are there because all KBOO classes right now are online. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer to take any of our classes at KBOO, our next volunteer orientation, this is how you become a new volunteer at KBOO. You just go on May 4th at 6 p.m. That's Tuesday, May 4th. We are holding orientation via Zoom, so anybody can sign up to attend orientation. Orientation is the first step to becoming a volunteer at KBOO. And to become a volunteer at KBOO, you don't need any radio experience or anything like that. There's many, many ways to volunteer at KBOO, from being on the air, to supporting people who are on the air, to doing data entry or helping out in our news department or our facilities department or our finance department. So many different ways. So if you're interested or you're ready to become a volunteer at KBOO, attend volunteer orientation, and you just got to register for that, you can go onto our website and you'll find the link for it right there on the front. Oh, next, I really want to give a really big thank you to everyone who has helped KBOO's spring drive so far. We've raised over $19,000 out of our $60,000 goal, so we're just about one-third of the way there. So thank you so much, so much. We're actually at 198 donors, so I'm gonna challenge us to get up to 200 donors before the end of News from the Boo. So if you are not a member of KBOO and thinking about becoming one, right now is the time. You just text KBOO to 44321, or you go onto our website, kboo.fm, you click on the donate button. Help us get to 200 donors. Help us get a little bit closer to that $60,000 goal. And I think I know I say this every time I talk about fundraising for KBOO, but 80% of our funding comes from our members. And it just means so much to us that our structure is that way, because that means that we're funded by lots and lots of people from the community. We have thousands of members who make KBOO possible. So again, become a member of KBOO today. Show your support for independent, community-based, volunteer-made media by going to kboo.fm or texting KBOO to 44321. All right, some announcements for our members and the public and our volunteers. Anybody who wants to attend a KBOO committee meeting or board meeting, we have our development meeting coming up on Monday the 26th at 4:30 p.m. And that is followed by our monthly KBOO board meeting at 6 p.m. And then we have our engineering committee that meets on the first Thursday of the month. So it's meeting on Thursday, the 6th of May at 7 p.m. Then that following Monday, on Monday, the 10th, we have our personnel governance committee at 6 p.m. Then on Tuesday, the 11th, the next day, we have our programming advisory committee at 6 p.m. as well. Then our finance committee is happening on Thursday, May 20th at 5 p.m. If you're interested in attending any of these committee meetings, you can find a link to all of these meetings, because they are being held right now via Zoom, on our website. You just go to our website and right there at the top, just click on the Get Involved menu item and you'll see a listing for committees, and that's where you'll find all the links for how joining a KBOO committee meeting. And I really want to encourage our volunteers, especially, and our members to come to our committees and to get involved. In addition to being community funded, we're also community run, and we like it that way when all of our volunteers get involved in many aspects of the station, so that we know there's lots of voices helping, as we're constantly always trying to stay engaged and make sure there's lots of voices at the table. So again, join a KBOO committee. And I think that people should join, because KBOO committee meetings are not only a way to feel involved at KBOO, but they're fun. I got a volunteer ask out there. We're looking for volunteers who are interested in helping us organize some volunteer only events for this summer as we are getting the better weather and we can all gather outside. We're trying to find ways where we can all connect. So if you are one of those volunteers who loves doing volunteer events and helping to organize stuff for the internal KBOO community, send me an email, manager@kboo.org, and help me find ways where we can connect, reconnect as a KBOO community. Because I don't know about the rest of everybody, but I'm ready to get out of the house and see some faces. Okay, well, that's all I got for this week. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday right after the news at 5:45, which means that I'll be talking to you again next week, giving you all the latest updates from your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Gold, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO